I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Veda Zane.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley.
I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yep, score.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You're listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, Chino Liao, Emil ASH all checking in on your audio-only pick of the week episode as we always do every Tuesday. Really glad to be sharing this space with you once again so we can let you know about the best of wrestling from the past week, at least in our humble opinions, in our humble points of view. If you want to keep the conversation going, if you want to let us know what your picks of the week are, as always, you can hit us up on Twitter and on TikTok. It is at Wrestling2XPod, or on the Facebook page, it is at Wrestling Podcast. There's a lot we got to get to. We've got a semi-full house now that Chino's back. Si Rowan na lang talaga yung kulang. But before we get down to business, Emil, let the good people know what's coming up for our Wrestling Podcast patrons, especially as we are really into high gear on the road to WrestleMania.
Yon, so we are on the road to WrestleMania, and of course, madaming ganap in the next month or so. And you could enjoy some of our perks of being a Patreon by subscribing to our Patreon at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as $5. Being a part of our Patreon, of course, may mga watch parties. WrestleMania, we have a watch party coming up next month. I think Ro will plug that a little bit later. So other perks of joining our Patreon is the Discord community, where we talk about everything and anything under the sun. Of course, we talk about wrestling, but of course, we also talk about other things like gaming, fashion, food, sports, memes, everything else. And of course, another perk of subscribing to our Patreon is our pasabays, with the next one coming during WrestleMania season. So if you want to get your authentic WWE shop merch, you could get your merch through us as well. And we also have the review content from the weekly wrestling shows like Raw, SmackDown, Dynamite, NXT, and some local wrestling events as well. And by subscribing to our Patreon, you are supporting the podcast and everything that we do here. So again, please subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as $5, or in our local currency, it's around 260 to 270 pesos.
All right. So I got to clarify that yung watch party natin. Syempre, the watch party for WrestleMania is a big deal. We'll be having it at Skinny Mike's on April 2 and 3. That is a Sunday and a Monday. And syempre, it's not exclusive to our patrons. What will be exclusive to our patrons are smaller watch parties, either online or physical. We'll be, you know, working on that a little bit more as we proceed after WrestleMania, but you can be guaranteed that we're having different stuff in the works. So if you want to watch premium live events with us on Sunday mornings, that enough for WWE, then stay tuned, because we will be doing things differently and we'll be working those out. For WrestleMania, we're also lining up some big stuff. We are lining up some cool sponsors for the show. So if you want to get some swag as well, I heard may konting important stuff in there, and maybe some cool toys as well. We're working on that. You should go sign up. It's only 400 pesos for 1 day and 750 for 2 day passes. We'll be working out the final ticketing system, but for now, you can head to our page at the Wrestling Podcast on Facebook. There's a link there. You can get tickets early here and lock down your spot for the watch party at Skinny Mike's.
Hey, I'm just really happy that the watch parties are back. It's been so long since we actually had a proper watch party for WrestleMania or any premium live event for that matter. I'm not going to be there, so I'm going to be enjoying vicariously through whatever posts Ro, Emil, Chino, and Rowan are able to make for WrestleMania. Obviously, I have to be here to call the show. No complaints there, pero I'm sure enjoy pa rin naman at the watch parties, whether it's at Skinny Mike's or wherever you choose to go. Pero sana, you consider Skinny Mike's first because that is the OG spot for your wrestling viewing parties. All right, let's get to our picks of the week. We've got a lot, like I said, apat kami ngayon. So we're going to start with Chino. Take us outside of WWE first, bud, and let us know what your pick of the week is.
So my pick of the week goes out to an episode of Impact Wrestling's Diary. So I just discovered this over the past few weekends that I've been out. Impact is actually starting to churn out their own versions of the WWE Network. The ones from member WWE Network. And they have their own original series online on Impact Wrestling. You can access it via subscription. But this particular episode of Diary, which is very akin to your WWE 24/7s, if you remember that show, is about Jordynne Grace and her recent body transformation. Well, it's not just only that. It actually covers her entire wrestling career, from the start of her career in the Indies when she was a high school student, to her wrestling intergender matches and what people's opinions of that are, and to her, even how she handles yung mga trolls and nagme-message sa kanya ng dick pics and whatnot. She also talks about that. She also talks about women's imagery in the wrestling, how women's body perceptions can be askewed, especially in such a public platform like professional wrestling. And she talks about her recent body transformation and how she's been dealing with all the haters online. And first of all, this is like a very refreshing look, not just Jordynne Grace the wrestler, but on Impact as a whole, because they are seriously slept on a lot of the times. Yes, they have that goofy wrestling and their storylines are a little underwhelming. But all in all, man, even the Impact, especially the Impact women's division, extremely slept on. And Jordynne Grace should be a reason why you should be watching Impact Wrestling. It's available on YouTube. That's where I caught it.
Yeah, it's free on YouTube. I was watching it on the way home here before we went on the air. It's really, really good. I was surprised at how good the documentary was produced. I dare say it might even be better produced than the actual Impact TV show. So that's how good it is. It's also really well written with regard to what topics they tackle and how each of the resource persons, including Jordynne Grace herself, really talk about the topic. So it's nothing that we hardcore fans don't know already. Siyempre, we know all about yung wrestlers choosing the career path at a young age and then some of them forsaking, you know, a more traditional career path, get a job, get a 9-to-5, go to college in favor of living out your dream, diba? Which she discourages, actually, with hindsight, diba? And then she talks about how women are portrayed in wrestling, especially back in the 2000s, where they were reduced to eye candy. And then if you couldn't do that, then you might not find yourself with a job in the major leagues. So a lot of those were tackled. I also really dig her body transformation. She looks really, really good because before she had quite a bit of body fat and now she's super, super ripped. And if you don't know about Jordynne Grace, I think you guys should watch this and check out what she's all about. I think this documentary does a great job of establishing what she is about.
All right. So, ikaw, Emil, have you seen this? Because I've seen screenshots on Twitter, people talking about this, but I haven't really had the time to sit down and watch the entire thing.
Yes, I also saw this earlier before we started here on the show. And nakilala ko siya because she's one of those wrestlers that gets so much hate on Twitter for some reason. Like, other wrestlers doesn't get the hate that she gets almost every day. And I'm glad na, matapang niyang hinaharap tong mga trolls na to, tong mga haters na to, na sometimes na it's they're like unreasonable haters already. And I don't know kung bakit nila pinagtitirman si Jordan Grace.
Honestly. Oh, I can tell you, but on Thursday, kasi I have a topic that we should bring up.
Okay. But yeah, she's one hell of a wrestler, and you can see the work that she did with her body through the years. I mean, the first time I saw her was when she made an appearance. I think that was the All In event. That was the first time I saw her. And then now, when you look at her, like, malaki na siya na, pero like today, she's more ripped. And
yeah, she's cut now.
Yeah, yeah, super
really,
jacked.
She
yeah.
really worked hard on getting into her shape, into what she is now. So kudos to her. And as much as I wish na siguro I could see her in other promotions, you could feel na she's really at home in Impact, and she's not going to leave Impact anytime soon.
All right. So there, that's something to add to your watch lists, especially
it's
on YouTube.
Only 23 minutes.
Yeah,
on YouTube.
It's not like it's an super, hour yeah. long episode.
That's what I also appreciated about it. Kasi ang condensed niya, and it covered so much ground. So go and watch it. It's free.
Very well produced. And also, I will say, with regards to Jordan Grace handling those haters, hindi ko nga alam na naglabas siya ng books.
Yeah.
Just entire books with all the spam mail and all the hate mail that she gets on a regular basis. So perhaps the way she handles all them haters is just hilarious. I appreciate that reaction, right? Instead of being PO'd all the time, you handle it in a humorous fashion. Kind of like that. So it made me appreciate Jordan Grace more as a talent, and it made me appreciate Impact Wrestling more as a product.
Yep. All right, we're going to stay outside of WWE for Rose next pick.
Yeah, medyo predictable tong pick ko, but it is the Iron Man match between Bryan Danielson and MJF. 60 minutes. Okay, this got a 5 3/4 star rating from Dave Meltzer today over the
weekend.
More
than 60 nga siya, diba?
Yeah, more than 60 kasi they went overtime pala, sudden death. Yeah, that's right. People are calling it the best Iron Man match of all time. Second, the best AEW match of all time so far. So, personally, I don't like watching matches that go for an hour and more. 30 minutes ka, tap out na. Medyo tap out na ako eh. But I can see definitely where or how it gets that distinction. When it was pointed out by other podcasters na MJF really went through a hero's journey and then threw it all away at the sudden death period. Napansin ko, oh yeah, they did do that. And MJF did go out, end up wrestling more than he would show from before, diba? So nag-grow talaga siya as a wrestler. And Bryan Danielson was the guy that took him through that journey. So it was really good. I would say, I guess, that MJF made his bones as a world champion wrestler. The question is now, I guess, whether or not he's going to sustain that level of wrestling throughout his entire reign. Because I think for now, he's only willing to do that when the opponent is someone like Bryan Danielson. So I guess it's his coming out party as a wrestler, but it all boils down to whether he's willing to do all of that still. I wanted to ask Chino's thoughts because he was there live. What did you think of the whole hour plus long time duration?
Thank you for passing it to me because as somebody who saw it live, hindi mo naramdaman yung hour, at least I didn't. It actually sped up real fast. Pagtingin ko sa clock, 15 minutes left na lang, and they were what, at 3:3 at that point? So parang hindi mo naramdaman eh, because you appreciate, or I appreciated the fact that it, first of all, they did a lot of pitfalls and covers in, throughout the whole thing. Diba? They didn't just do a fall each and just sit on their thumbs for like the next 50 minutes. And I appreciate Kion because the action was there and you were able to watch it and you were able to hang to the edge of your seat. Parang in the basketball sense of things, nagpalitan sila ng threes all throughout, banger after banger, and then they go to double overtime. Parang ganun yung feeling mo eh when you were watching it, ironically, inside the home of the Golden State Warriors. So I really agree with everything Rose said here, and man, just a thing to experience live.
I'm going to be the dissenter here, and it's not that I hate this match. And, you know, I love Bryan Danielson as much as you guys do. It's just that I really have no patience for
Long Brothers. No, I agree. I agree with that. I like this match, but I probably won't watch it again unless it's in highlight reel form.
Ako sa akin, it didn't really feel like an hour. That's
where I disagree with you guys. Kasi kayo parang hindi kayo napagod. Ako napagod ako. Yung parang 30 minutes in, I was checked out. Nabuhay na lang ulit ako nung nag 3-3 na sila. Parang, okay, something's happening, right?
No, I agree with that. I couldn't tune in for the first 45 minutes, 50 minutes. I know kasi in this kind of match, only the last 10 or 5 to 10 minutes really count. And then, syempre, they went to overtime. That's when it really counted more. So I agree with you there. I'm not saying that this is a match that I particularly enjoyed because it is 60 minutes. I just said that when it was pointed out, I do agree that there was a story told within the action, through the action. But yeah, I agree that it's not something I would put myself through again unless it's in highlight reel form.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's just this tendency for people to over-glorify or to romanticize things na binibigyan ni Dave Meltzer ng sobrang high ratings, diba? Like, yung Okada Omega 70-plus minute match.
Yeah, no, you know seven what? Stars, right? I'll stop you right there. I haven't even seen that because I'm afraid of how long it is. So, for somebody who's never seen that, to say that this 1-hour-plus match is pretty good live, I have to say something, right?
Baka iba lang yung feeling talaga live. Especially when you have like high caliber wrestlers like MJF and Bryan Danielson. Yeah. It's not like two green wrestlers in the Philippines going for 30
minutes. Basketball court.
Yeah, exactly.
Ako rin kasi pagod din ako that day and it was late in the evening and I just had no energy for that. Ikaw, Emil, kasi you watched it live, diba? As in the morning.
Only the first 30 minutes. Then nakatulog na ako. So, and then I watched the last 30 minutes after, like, nung gabi. So, I split the 1 hour into two. And yun nga, medyo true. Yung the first 30 minutes, it was okay. Pero hindi siya yung I would pay attention to, like, a lot compared to sa last 30 minutes. And pero for someone who watches a lot of sports where games can last, like, 2 hours, medyo sanay na ako watching longer matches. With the Iron Man, kasi my expectation na, okay, it's 1 hour and things are really going to get to that level where you really need to pay attention. Mga ano na lang, ba't na 20 minutes? So, yun. Pero hindi man ako napagod because I split it in two. Pero I could see the point where people can be tired watching an hour of wrestling. Pero I'm gonna agree also with Chino na I'm glad that both of them, they didn't do the rest holds for like minutes. And then they'll do to the next spot. They really wrestled for that 1 hour. So, siguro for the people inside with the Chase Center, that hour felt like it flew by because wala masyadong mga rest periods except for when the times where MJF would go under the ring and he would drink water, which actually, natuwa ako doon because the narrative was MJF, this is the first time where he exceeded like 30, what was said in the commentary? This is the first time na lumagpas siya ng 35 minutes in a match. So there was a story also with those water breaks na he, in MJF's case, hindi pa siya masyadong sanay na to go over 40 minutes when you compared him to someone who's like Brian, who we all know Brian can wrestle that long. So I like the story and I like the match. So di naman naging problem sa akin yung 1 hour. It's just that I just had to split into two.
Sorry, naatawa lang na he brought up the water because my brother and I were saying the same thing. He chugged like 5 or 6 bottles throughout the entire match. Tapos nung natapos yung regular period, nag-oxygen pa siya. So this entire time, my brother and I were like, how out of shape is this dude, diba? Umunom ka na ng tubig, may oxygen ka pa. And then, you know, the payoff was there. So it was just hilarious to see. Like, such a troll during the moment.
I don't think it's an indictment of how in shape or out of shape you are if you have to drink water in between a match, diba? Kasi, basketball players and football players will rehydrate in the middle of it. Siguro, my disclaimer na lang is, this is my pick of the week, yes, but if you don't have an hour to spare on just one wrestling match, I would get the last 20 minutes kasi that includes the sudden death overtime period. One last thing to compare Emil's analogy with other sports, about he watches other sports. In those 48 minutes of basketball, the score changes so much that you have to pay attention to the score, because that tells the entire story of the game. It's not like in this Iron Man match, the score changes so relatively rarely that you can skip like the whole bulk of it and then just pay attention to the last segment, because that's when the points on the board are going to matter most.
So, para soccer, para
dapat. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you can say that.
That's a comparison I didn't expect to hear on any of our podcasts. So, thanks for that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the other side of our picks of the week from the WWE banner naman. Stay with us. In the meantime, here's a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get to the second half of our picks of the week, starting off with Emil's, which comes to us from last week's episode of Monday Night Raw.
All right, so my pick of the week is the promo between John Cena and Austin Theory. Every time Cena appears on WWE programming, it is always a treat. Kasi, bihira na lang siya lumabas. And I love the emotion on Cena's face when he came out. But in his hometown,
pag namimiss niya si Stu.
Yeah, and you can see in his face, I really miss going out to the crowd and doing his entrance. And I think we should cherish every Cena moment from now on, because, you know, maybe this is the end, or who knows, maybe this is the last WrestleMania that we see of him. And
you can see him? What?
No, we could see Ballin. John Cena in a WWE ring or something. So, Those are promo, though. You can tell that Cena definitely put Austin Theory in a swim or sink mode. And the same way he's always doing this. I think we already touched it on the episode last week. He would always do this against the new guys. Like, if there's someone up and coming and, you know, Cena sees him like, oh, itas ko nga to kung ano, humakasabay ba sa akin sa microphone. So he kind of did the same thing with Austin Theory. And to be fair, for me, Austin Theory held up his own against John Cena in this promo. And for me, this promo sold me on their WrestleMania match. Just this one promo sold na ako doon. They didn't need any more build up to it. I know we talked about this already last week, but the theme of the match is the present against the future. And that alone, I'm already sold. So kudos to both Cena and Theory for that promo on Raw.
Yeah, as we mentioned last week, you seemed satisfied now with this one promo, and you can go the next 3 weeks without seeing Cena or Theory on TV. I'm going to have to disagree with that. I'm going to need more. I actually want Cena and Theory to get physical with one another, especially now na lumabas yung balita na tapos na yung filming nung next project ni Cena, and he has a few weeks na break in between filming, which is more than enough time for him to actually get back into the swing of things, at least for Raw and SmackDown, heading into WrestleMania. So I want them to get physical. I want more barbs between Cena and Austin Theory here.
Yeah, we're going to get a little bit more of Cena, especially considering Fast X is coming in May, diba? So it's not that far off. So he's going to do a little promo for that. Mapakita ulit siya. Might even walk away with the championship. We don't know. I can't really say. Diba? But there's a reason the timing of this is so close to that movie. Definitely be seeing a lot more of John Cena, whether we want to or not, I guess.
I don't have anything to add that we didn't already mention last Thursday. So all I'm going to say is there is a possibility that Dolly De Leon can have a picture with the United States Championship.
Yeah, if you missed the announcement from CNN Philippines, or the report rather from CNN Philippines, apparently there's an upcoming project featuring Simu Liu, Dolly De Leon, and John Cena all in one film. And Awkwafina there. That's the name I missed.
So four Asians.
Basically. Oh, four Asians.
Yes. So they're going to be being chilling together in that new project. All right, let's go to Rowan's pick of the week from SmackDown. It was the 5-way Intercontinental Championship number one contenders match. Medyo nasayangan ako na wala si Kofi dito because of the ankle injury that he sustained on the previous episode, and that is reportedly going to take him out of WrestleMania. So Xavier Woods took his place in the match, and Rowan loved the fact na it was all of these five guys. He actually wants a multi-man ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania, just to recreate what we had in the mid-2010s. I'm not sure how you guys feel about that. I actually don't want that. And if totoo nga yung internet rumors about Drew and Sheamus facing Gunther, I would prefer it to be that instead of a cluster F like we had for 31 and 32.
I don't know. Because that clusterfuck that we had in 31, I believe. 32, sorry. It was 32. That was a bunch of guys and Daniel Bryan, right? And then Zack Ryder won the whole thing, right?
No. Bryan won 31. Zack Ryder won 32. So there 32. Were cluster Fs in both, yeah.
But this isn't quite the same thing. Like, this was like a bunch of big deals in the same match, right? So I think Rowan the one is kind of justified in wanting all of these guys to be in one match. But on the other hand, I also don't really want to see Gunther in a ladder match. I just want to see him kick ass in a straight up match. And if that straight up match is versus Drew and Sheamus, then that's going to be fun. I think that might just steal the show, as most Gunther matches do.
Yeah. See, Rowan is also showing some love to Xavier Woods, who hasn't won a singles title yet in the WWE, especially if you don't count King of the Ring. And they also mentioned on commentary, you know, the last time Xavier Woods challenged for a singles championship was like 10 years ago. So Woods being here, despite yung circumstances that led to it, was still a great thing. Good coming out party for Xavier Woods to remind people about his capacity as a singles wrestler. So sign it leads to something for him down the line, since WrestleMania does look like a Gunther, Drew, and Sheamus banger in the making. What did you guys think about yung controversial finish? Because Rowan actually likes this because it sets up the potential for Gunther, Drew, and Sheamus. Emil, did you like the way that this happened?
Oh, and I asked myself, pwede pala yung dalawang referee?
Hey. You gotta watch more wrestling, son. It's not the first time it happened.
Yeah, I mean, like every Royal Rumble, there's a battalion of referees at ringside.
Right. Remember that one Rumble where Vince had to go out and tore his quads or some shit? Then what did you referee then?
Yeah, so pwede pala. But yeah, I like it because at least we're gonna get another match between Sheamus and Drew. Pero mas prefer ko triple threat na lang eh. So I don't know. Maybe they're gonna have a no contest next week, but yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the finish.
Yeah, if you have been following Sheamus's career, you should know na sanay na siya sa mga ganyan. Remember Cesaro?
Yeah.
A part of me wants to see how Gunther does in a ladder match, though, because I don't think we've actually seen
it. They did it in a house show, so MSG, but they didn't really show footage of that. I don't feel hyped about that possibility, but
yeah, because it's not a thing you want to see. But then if you're gonna be like the main event guy, you can't dodge ladder matches, demand.
Yeah, I'm not saying he should. Yeah,
no, I'm not saying that he should. Also, but yeah, it's just a point of curiosity in my head.
Yeah, so there, that's Rowan's pick of the week from SmackDown, yung fatal 5-way match to determine the number one contender. Na as of recording, hindi pa rin nasa settle. Let's close out with mine, also from SmackDown, and it's the latest chapter in Rey versus Dominic Mysterio. So I just want to take some time to talk about Rey Mysterio really upholding this noblest of babyfaces act. Na he really doesn't want to hit his son, and It's a story na alam naman natin yung conclusion. And it's gonna be Rey versus Dominic at WrestleMania. But we're 3 weeks in and ayaw pa rin ni Rey sapakin si Dominic. And we've seen the build-up. We've seen all the things that Dominic has said towards Rey, calling him a deadbeat dad, na he should be inducted in the Deadbeat Dad Hall of Fame instead of the WWE Hall of Fame. And none of us here in this call are fathers, right? But let's say that you were.
That we know of, yes.
Yes, yes, that we know of. No, I'm pretty sure wala akong anak there floating around, unlike the Revillas or the Dolphies of the world, right? But let's say you were a dad. Where do you draw the line? Where do you finally hit your son? Like, what does it have to take? What does he have to say for you to finally strike him? Because I can't answer this question.
Sorry, go ahead, Gina.
As I come from the Liao household, is a spanking household. The moment you step out of line, you get a fist, son. So I will carry that same philosophy from here on out. So that's what I stick with. I will say, though, that Dominic Mysterio is just putting out banger heel work, just as Prison Dawn, and which is ridiculous but hilarious at the same time, and even as disrespectful petulant child gimmick that he has going on for him now. He's living up to the whole "I'm a prisoner, I'm an ex-con Dom" gimmick that he has going for him in every single fashion. He was on an episode of Celtic Warrior Workouts, which is Sheamus's non-kayfabe wrestling vlog series that he does, and he came on that show as Prison Dom. He taught Sheamus a 15-minute yard workout. Tapos ang finisher nila,
what a
ang
weenie.
Finisher ng workout na yun, nagnakaw sila ng tubig. That is like dedication to the gimmick right there. And so I just have to commend him on that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's easy. I don't even know if I'm ever going to be a father, but it's easy to say that you're going to do better than the previous generations. It's easy to say you won't hit your kid because you should know better, right? But I guess when they hit you and then they're that big, they're grown-ass adult like ex-con Dom is, maybe there is like a justification to hit back. Like, I don't know. I have this personal rule then that I don't hit anyone in cold blood. But I got to wait for them to hit me first. So maybe that's the rule I'll do. I asked our father friends what they would do, and they couldn't separate the wrestling out of the out of the real life. So wala rin akong nakuha matinong sagot from them.
Yeah.
So
feeling ko masasaktan yung nanay ni Dom. He's probably gonna accidentally hit
that's
Angie.
That's also a good it's also a good way to look at why Rey isn't doing a thing, right? So I don't know what it's gonna take for Rey in storyline.
I think Angie's gonna get hit, and then that's when shit goes down.
No, because Dom's beef isn't with his mom, so I don't understand. There is no reason for him to hit his mom.
Yeah, I think inevitably, because of Rey Mysterio's induction to the Hall of Fame, we're gonna get a Rey putting over Dom moment here. It's gonna break people's hearts, right? So parang feeling ko dun siya, but kasi Rey Mysterio has gone on the record saying that he only will do a Dominic Mysterio versus Rey Mysterio match if this was his last match out the door. So kung dito papunta to, then I'm going to have to predict a Rey Mysterio retirement match here. It's not going to be pretty.
Mm-hmm. I also want to shout out Legado del Fantasma here. I kind of appreciated how nag-turn face slowly si Santos Escobar, like first showing respect and love to Rey, and then pinamanan ni Rey yung mask kay Santos Escobar, and then now all of a sudden the rest of Legado have come out as rest back for Rey Mysterio. Like, okay, I get why Santos turned face, but where were Zelina, Joaquin, and Cruz when all of this was happening? Like, did they just turn face by association, via osmosis?
No, I think it happened when Rhea Ripley just picked up Santos Escobar like a cruiserweight. I think that's how it happened. Because before it was just one-on-one, now it's like it became 2v1. So parang kailangan nila rest back, syempre. And what a perfect excuse to make Legado del Fantasma appearance again.
Yeah, they all came out together on SmackDown as Rey's backup. So, yun pa lang, parang they already looked indignant but in a babyface way. Na parang, don't you dare disrespect this lucha legend. So, yun lang, nagulat lang ako dun.
They were attacked by Judgment Day, diba?
Yes.
That was this week, but not the weeks before.
Yeah, because the Judgment Day had outnumbered Rey, and then that's when Legado came out in full force.
Yeah. I guess, malinaw na sunod-sunod silang parang aso.
Ikaw, Emil, any thoughts on Rey still refusing to hit Dominic 3 weeks out from Mania?
Ang masabi ko lang is, sa wrestling ka lang makakita ng people who are rooting for the father to
that is really strange. Like, do you guys not hear yourself advocating for child abuse? Because Dom is a grown ass man. But
also, Dom is the aggressor.
Yeah, he's 25 and engaged. So you know,
I guess we're all looking at we're also thinking of Dom as the bleach blonde haired kid from 2005.
Yeah, clearly he's no longer that baby, even though the different commentators have been referencing how I've known this kid since he was a baby. Like Booker T on NXT would say na, oh, I've known him since he was a tiny whatever. So like...
Jurassic Cole, di ba? Cole said it around, man.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Oh, Cole has a personal investment in, that's in the story.
Yes, because he's seen this person grow, literally.
Speaking of personal investment, I actually we're kind of getting away from one of the best things about this promo, which is Dom saying he wishes he was Eddie's son instead. So one that disregarded like months of storytelling from 2005 because they clearly established that Dom was Eddie's kid, and then binigay lang na kay na Ray,
and then they had documents and shit.
But I do like that they finally acknowledged that story, because in a way, even if it was retconning the whole thing, it did acknowledge that there was a fight for custody.
So. Yeah, there was a dispute. No, since we're talking about Ray and Dominic and Eddie, I just want to share this story real quick. So I was in Boracay with family and. With Arian earlier this month. And then on the way there, we were wearing our matching I'm Your Papi / Mommy shirts. So it was the first time she'd seen both shirts. So she asked, oh, bakit magkaibang shirts natin? Why does yours say Eddie Guerrero at the back and mine says Rhea Ripley? And I was like, to explain this, I'm going to have to introduce the lore, which goes all the way back to 2005. And she just stopped me right there and said she didn't want to hear it. And I was pretty sad.
I put in a chismis.
No, she eventually gave in. Nung nasa aeroplano na kami, she could no longer run away. But, it is a thing. There are people who clearly don't know the lore, and people who sadly don't want to hear about it. But yeah. So there, those are our picks. Let us know what you think about the selections for this week. If you want to add to the conversation, as always, you can hit us up at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter and on TikTok or on Facebook and Instagram. You can also follow us over there at Wrestling Podcast. Last week, we did an in-studio recording at PNA. We're going to do another one in April to celebrate our 9th anniversary of the Wrestling Podcast. So stay tuned for details. We're going to be announcing them on our social media as they become available. In the meantime, we're going to catch you on Thursday for another live stream, 7 p.m. as always on Facebook and on YouTube. Please follow us individually as well and talk to us about wrestling. You know, we always love engaging with you online. It is at RowisWar, at Chino Supersized, at EML _Meister, at Monday Night Rowan, and at _StanC. Special thanks to our babyface producers over at PNA for doing all of the important work behind the scenes to make sure that you've got these podcasts to listen to. On behalf of Emil ASH, Chino Liao, and Ro Moran, my name is Stan C, saying stay safe and stay healthy. And don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast out.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.